Hi, Brian. It sounds like you're having a pretty good day up there.
Yeah, not too bad at all.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, how are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling okay. Pretty good, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely. So, can you kind of walk me through your story, where you got your ticket and where you scratched
Okay,
it?
well, here's the story. I needed to go to Fairway for groceries, so I had a little list, bought my groceries, and also asked for a Powerball ticket with the Power Play, and I didn't get that. And on the way home, I remembered that I forgot to get a half gallon of orange juice. So I stopped at the Quickstar, bought a half gallon of orange juice, got in the car again, and then I realized that I didn't buy a Powerball ticket. So I go to Casey's to buy a Powerball ticket. I just looked up at the scratch tickets and said, "Give me some of those." And I get home, and it's the first ticket that I scratched was a $100,000 winner.
Wow.
So for being forgetful and stupid kind of pays off sometimes.
Oh man, how exciting. So, did you scratch the ticket right in your car then?
No, I went home.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, for people who have never won the lottery before, can you kind of explain what's going through your head when you scratch off that top prize?
Well, what I do is I scratch, and I saw the yes, so I knew it was a winner. And it was at the top right-hand corner.
Okay.
And I scratch all the other ones because you can win more than one time. And then I go back and scratch the winning prize. And I scratched it, and I just looked at it. I didn't really get excited, and I just stared at it. And I saw the yes. I saw the 100,000. Then I look at the rules again to make sure I wasn't making a mistake. And it's simple. Scratch a yes, and it's a winner. And I still really didn't believe it. But I read it, and I was satisfied that it kind of won. So I put it away. And 15 minutes later, I get it out, look at it again. I did not get any sleep Saturday night, let's put it this way.
That is
So,
totally understandable.
it was kind of a surreal, probably a little shock, but not, like I said, I just stared at it. And, when you see $100 or $1,000, you get excited. But when you see lots of zeros behind that thing, you get really excited.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a great prize for
Yes,
sure.
it is.
Now, have you played this Spectacular Riches ticket before?
I had a couple of times, I think, in Des Moines.
Okay.
Right.
Gotcha. So you kind of knew how the game was played and yeah.
Well, here's kind of the funny story. I always like to buy the same ticket, and I buy five at a time. And I asked for that ticket. She pulled them out, and she only had two. And I go, "Well, they'll put those back. I want five of the same one." So I got the next one over. And just as split second, you think, those last two tickets, I mean, I could be leaving $100 sitting on the table. I said, "Give me the last two tickets." I almost did not buy them.
Oh gosh. So one
And
of those last.
yeah, in fact, I told her to put them back, and I got five of the other ones. And then very last second, I thought, "Just give me those last two."
So one of those last two was the big winner.
Yeah.
Oh
It was
my
like,
gosh.
yep.
Oh, wouldn't have you been kicking yourself later on if you had
Oh,
heard about a
not
top prize?
yeah, because he told me this was the last big prize of that game.
Yes, it
And
was.
so like, yeah, it's kind of a, I was forgetful. The gal at Fairway forgot to sell me a Powerball ticket, and kind of worked out
Yeah.
that I'm forgetful and stupid.
Well, it certainly paid off for you in this case,
So,
that's for sure.
yeah.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah.
So, who have you told about your win so far?
Well, family and a
Sure.
few close friends.
Sure. Okay. And how
And
did
then
they
anybody I could find on the street. No, I
How did your family react when you told them?
Oh, I said I'm pretty sure, because me, my pretty sures are not really 100%. But
Right.
and then I find it 5:09. I said, I gotta know. So I went to the Quickstar and put in that little thingy to check. And that's when it became real.
Yeah.
Is when it's winner and the one with lots of zeros behind it.
Yeah, that's when it was official, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't
exactly.
Just a daydream.
Yep. Then reality hit.
Yeah.
Good reality.
Exactly, yeah. Oh, how exciting. So have you thought about what you're going to do with your winnings?
Well, actually, yes. A lot of different options. I'm definitely going to kill the biggest thing on my bucket list is I'm going to the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York.
Oh, how
and that
cool.
I've always been wanting to go there, and this is a fine opportunity to get that done.
Oh, that's fantastic. So, are you a big baseball fan?
Yes, I love baseball.
Okay, who's your team?
The Twins.
Okay, excellent. Yeah.